This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Are there any guidelines when it comes to learning Quran from the opposite gender? Our religion teaches us the etiquette of interacting with the opposite gender. And this is something that we should keep in mind no matter what situation we are in. So even when it comes to learning or teaching from the opposite gender or to the opposite gender, a person should observe the same guidelines. What are those guidelines? Just a quick reminder. First of all, make sure that you're not alone with the other person, even if you're just learning from them. Secondly, watch your language. That how are you speaking with them? And here, there is an important guideline we get from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when you speak with the men, وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا, speak that or say that which is appropriate. So be careful with your words and also with your expressions, as well as the tone of your voice. Make sure that you're professional and you avoid the extremes of being rude or harsh or being overly friendly. Be professional. Thirdly, mind your gaze also. This doesn't mean that you're not allowed to look at your teacher or your student, but what this means is that when you know that you're not looking at them with the right intentions, or that shaitan is whispering certain thoughts in your mind or heart, then be careful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advises both the men and the women in the Quran that they should lower some of their gazes. And some of their gazes means the gazes which are with temptation. So the moment you feel anything like that, just turn your gaze away. Finally, even though the relationship between a student and a teacher is a professional one, remember that shaitan's temptation is real. So the moment you feel that this relationship is no longer appropriate, or you sense any kind of danger or temptation from shaitan, then allow yourself to walk away from that setting. Do not force yourself to be in a situation where you will slip.
Hey, thank you for watching and subscribe so you can continue to get the rest of the videos. I don't know, where somewhere over here, there, whatever, whatnot. It's beautiful, this series of videos, Faith IQ, and we need your support, and that's by watching it, by sharing it, and then by donating towards it so we can continue to make more videos that deal with more of your issues. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.